Good morning, good morning. You're tuned to PRN.FM, and this is Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program. And today, we're going to invite you to hopefully participate in an event that's coming up. And we're going to be talking about this, and that's the Planet Heart 9th Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration. It will be taking place on Thursday, April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., and it is located at St. John's Lutheran Church, 81 Christopher Street in New York City. We'll be talking more about that and giving the information again so that you will be able to make note of it. So get your pens handy. And this is a great celebration, and for 9 years, it has brought many world speakers and performers together honoring Mother Earth in a grassroots spiritual Earth Day community gathering with indigenous ceremonies, talks, meditation, community interaction, and live performances. And this year, you can immerse yourself in this four-hour journey, an evening with the five elements, earth, air, fire, water, and ether. And I just want you to take a nice deep breath as we go into this topic. We have a few guests that I'm going to introduce to you today, and we have some special music to play as well. And coming up first is Andrew Kane. He is the founder, executive producer, and principal organizer of Planet Heart and the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. He has been on a spiritual path for 19 years, where his soul was advanced with a spiritually awakened non-duality consciousness and awareness that included channeling and receiving higher dimensional frequencies of sounds, music chants, light language, and poetry. As a light worker, he is here on this planet as a vibrational sound channel, singer, soul writer, and galactic emissary to help lead the way of the light, to help others find their path to the real one truth, that we are all one. In 2006, he had a burning desire inspired by God and his higher calling to begin creating a grassroots spirituality-infused, heart-to-heart, interdenominational World Peace Earth Day gathering, unlike any other in New York City, that celebrates peace, spirituality, and sustainability for the next seven generations. And Andrew Kane, the name Andrew Kane, if scrambled in an acronym, spells Reawakened, which he feels is his true soul-given name, to be Reawakened Andrew Kane. And so I'm welcoming to our program today, Reawakened Andrew Kane. I should say welcoming back. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Hi.
It's so good to have you here today. And, you know, it's really been beautiful to watch your work, well, continue and be very consistent in terms of the Earth Day, World Earth Peace Day event. It's always wonderful. But I've also had the opportunity to be your friend and to watch you flower in bringing this information that you have been receiving from your higher awareness into our world. And before getting to the material on the World Peace Earth Day celebration, which is very important, I want everyone to hear about that and hopefully attend. But can you tell us a little something of what this was like for you to begin to receive this inspired information? And then, you know, what brought you to be willing to be open to it and to just, you know, to pull it through your being, your vehicle?
Thank you, Catherine. It's been a really profound, very, very interesting journey that I've been on. And it's like, to look back, it's really started back in the mid to late 1990s when I was receiving this beautiful energy of these poems and songs. And I, as they were coming through to me, growing up, I've just been always just fascinated by everything around me, about nature, the world. And interestingly enough, I was a sociology major. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was very interested in you know, everything related to people and just learning more about that. And when these, you know, in the past, you know, journey that I've been on, it's just been a process of, like, a very, like, beautiful, like, expansion of, like, unity consciousness that just came to me that in all different forms. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, meeting Rick Olphick in the late 1990s, it's everything happened in the late 1990s where, you know, I met Rick Olphick from We the World and he actually met him right before he formed this organization that we've talked about for along with 11 days. And that led into, basically, how I became more involved with nonprofits. And, mm-hmm. Also, interesting enough, at the same time, around the time I met Rick Olphick, I also was introduced to the New Life Expo in New York City, where I met Alan Steinfeld, who's been actually hosting my event now. It'll be the sixth time. So I met a lot of different people in that area. So it's at the same time of being in the realm of the spiritual community that I was being, you know, connected to, you know, throughout the last, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years. Also the spiritual communities, peace communities, and, like, you know, the environmental and earth, you know, community. And mm-hmm. and to me, it's, like, so important. Oh, my God, it's, like, it's so evident. We see it all over the world. When any community is, like, you know, brought together for, like, different kinds of, you know, arts, music. Music, by the way, is just so important. It's the vibration. Music is sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is vibration. The planet is beating a heart. Exactly. So God, like, literally gave me a name in the 1998. I was given the name Planet Heart, and the way that came is that Planet Earth, the last letter is H, and then it moves to the beginning of the word, and it spells Planet Heart, and that's, like, that's actually the truth. We actually are here on Planet Heart, where all of our hearts are beating with Mother Earth as one. But mm-hmm. we forgot, you know, we came in. There's so many. We're on our all of our paths, you know, doing our own different things and finding what we're doing and missions and stuff like that. But in truth, when we get right down to it, it's love. You know, the vibration of the energy of the most strongest vibration and powerful energy in the universe is love, and that's all there is. So mm-hmm. The path I've been on with unity and love. And working with Rick Olphick with 11 Days when it was launched in 2004 is actually what brought me into the realization, like this new desire, like, hey, I want to create something that can be a community that I can be, you know, growing in terms of bringing this energy of peace and love and environmental eco-consciousness into, like, an infused energy of, like, that can really, like, just be awesome. But the thing is, the main thing I want to say is that it's, like, it's not just, like, me. There's a lot of amazing people out there all over the world doing amazing things. And sometimes we get caught up about the things that are not going right and all these different war and all these different, but when we can focus on the fact that there are so many people doing great things, you know what I mean? So it's like here in New York City, it's like, I've always been here. I'm born and bred here, 45 years. So it's like, you know, but there's so much going on around the world too. You know, Unify does these global synchronized meditations, and last August 8th broke the Guinness Book of World Records for meditation with Deepak Chopra leading it. And it's just like things like that. Do you know what I mean? It's like the work that you're doing, the work that Rick's doing, the work that Alan Steinfeld's doing. I mean, so many people have been behind this event that I've been doing, and it's really about the support of we. Do you know what I mean? And that's the energy of what also Rick, you know, it's at the We Camp. It's we. It's all about we. You know, mm-hmm. We really got to take care of Mother Earth and what's going on right now, because we can't like just let it go anymore and just let it slide. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, community is what is the key thing.
That's what's important. And you know, what's really interesting, as you developed your celebration, it really did become more of a community gathering and ceremonial gathering. And what many people don't realize is when people come together in a community like this, like you said, in the meditations, but also, you know, person to person, heart to heart, in a physical way, that it actually lifts the vibration of the whole planet, because everything is magnified by each person who participates. So it's like, instead of there being 20 people, it's like 200 people the energy mm-hmm. will be.
Yeah.
And so if 50 people up, it's the energy of 500 people. And so there's a magnification of that vibration we were speaking about. And so when people actually attend this event, they will be contributing on an energetic level to this mm-hmm. healing of the earth and the healing of our societies. And that's why it's really important that we pay attention and participate when we have an opportunity to do something like this and gather with people of like mind and like intention. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a chance to meet people and to network and to really build the world that we each have, you know, the scope and dimensions of our personal world as well. So, you know, can you go into the event itself and tell us something about what will be happening on this year's program?
Sure. And just before I say that, I just want to say, because I'm getting chills like all over my body as you were talking, you know, this event is not just, I just want to say, it's not about like even it being a quote unquote an event. It's more of like a movement that I'm trying to work with to bring people together mm-hmm. as we move forward with everybody's community here, so we can work. And it's like divinely orchestrated by God, because I'm just like a guiding force to bring this. So basically what's happening, this is the ninth year, and nine, let me tell you, is a powerful, there's so much synchronicity around the number nine, I just can't even tell you. I mean, I have a whole page on it, so people can go to our website at planetheart.org, but it's quite fascinating. So mm-hmm. this year, ninth year, last year we had two panels, this year we will have one panel. Host Alan Steinfeld is co-hosting with Imav, who's also performing later on. And we have amazing panelists on this Earth panel that we're having with Rick Olphick and David Young, who'll be on later, Grandmother Shirley Barclay. We have another grandmother, Three Crow, and Nicole Shore and Brother North Star, who is a medicine walker. So it's quite fascinating for that. And we're also having an opening ceremony. So basically, the event is infused with the energy, by the way, of the five elements is what I'm bringing to this event, you know, for mm-hmm. this particular one. Earth, air, fire, water, and ether. So basically, we have a water song in opening ceremony, and we have a water ceremony at the end. So, you know, water, my God, we just celebrated the March 22nd, World Water Day, very important. Mm-hmm. So the earth, and we also are going to be having a beautiful closing ceremony. And before the closing ceremony, we're going to have a finale jam with a candlelight ceremony, which is going to be fascinating. I mean, I have this whole vision that, you know, that I have. So it's going to be really beautiful. It's really about not about who's going to be there. It's really about the energy that we've been discussing. It's really about the energy, and we're just calling everybody to come, you know, join us, family, children. I mean, it's children-friendly. It's really open to the public, and it's really about creating a movement for all of us, who everybody who's doing things, to go from here and to stay in the community with, you know, the mailing list, et cetera. And, you know, that's basically it. Doors open at 6. And the event's from 6:30 to 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church. Interestingly enough, by the way, it's taking place in Greenwich Village. And, you know, our very first annual event, 2007, took place on West 4th Street. Not so far away. Yeah, at Crane Theater. Very interesting. So I'm just getting jingles again. Thinking about it.
Yeah, so let me just make sure that people get this. It's St. John's Lutheran Church, 81 yeah. Christopher Street. And the doors open at 6. And the program, you said, starts at 6:30?
Well, actually, the opening ceremony.
Like a free show, right?
Yeah, the opening ceremony starts at 7, and we have Jason Trachtenberg, who's opening at 6:30. He's actually the creator of the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players. Some of you may know. But I also want to say one more thing to everybody. This is the 9th. We're leading to the 10th. We hope it to be, like, live streaming by next year, and even if we can do it this year. So whoever's listening, definitely tune into our website if we get that going. So,
and
yeah,
the website is planetheart.org. And
yeah.
I just want to let people know that if the event at the door is $20, but if you go and get your advance tickets, you save with a $15 door by going in advance. So you might want to go to planetheart.org and find out how you can get your advance tickets.
Also, what's children that? Are $5, actually. So it's actually,
children,
you know, we want family. We want children there, you know what I mean?
So,
you know, it's all good.
It's very reasonable for you to be able to participate, and I will give out that information again throughout the program so you won't forget. And before we move to our next segment, Andrew, we have a few minutes, you know, about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I would love for you to, you know, you spoke a little bit about what you're talking about in the future in terms of the Planet Heart, but what do you have on the burner for bringing forth this information and sharing it with the world? I listened to some of the vibrational chants that you have brought through and saw some of the poetry, and it's really angelic. It's very exquisite. You know, I love you, but I know that this came from your higher self.
Yes, it did, yes.
And not from your ego. It's like a beautiful healing expression that I think can have a real impact on people. So do you foresee being bringing this out very soon?
Yeah, I mean, I can do a few second clip of it just to give you a vibration of it.
I don't have a clip of it.
We are the peacemakers of the world. That's just like one line.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, and it's really quite lovely, and I think that once people began to listen to it and to read the poetry, and this work that you're putting together is more than just an exercise of the intellect. It sort of penetrates to the heart and penetrates to your being.
Yeah.
It shares a vibration and a realization that comes with it. So I will look forward to talking with you more about this in the future, because I actually think that the time is ripe right now, because we are in this transitional period.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is moving through this era in their own pace. So
yes.
It's not like it's a rush. And
right.
So when I was, it's like, I'm not sure the year span, but it might be as much as an 18, 20-year span in which people are moving through their evolutionary process from holding third-dimensional consciousness to be able to flourish in fifth-dimensional conscious awareness. I mean, we'll still be in 3D bodies,
right.
Be lighter, but the consciousness is really the first thing that happens uplift.
Right.
And so in this span, I think that your work will make a significant contribution. So I want to invite you, well, you'll probably be back several times as we go forward, but I really want to do a program where we go deeply into this and share some of the poetry and some of the chants to at least let people get a taste of it until you have your books and CDs and everything ready to share on the market.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm just tickled pink about it because it's such beautiful stuff for the world, and it's going to be amazing. And the key thing, everybody, you know, we have it, you know. Peace within is peace without, you know. When
exactly.
we have peace inside, that is how we heal the world. Thanks.
Excellent. So we're going to take an early station break and play some public service announcements and station announcements. And then we'll be back in a few moments with more guests. So please do stay tuned. We're going to be speaking to a couple of really wonderful and enlightened folk. And so stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. I am Catherine, your host, and we've been speaking about a very special celebration that will be taking place this month, actually, and that is the Planet Heart World Earth Peace Day Celebration. Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration is it's called. And we were speaking in our first segment with Andrew Kane, and coming up and joining us now are two of the participants in the event, and that is Grandmother Shirley Barclay and David Young. And I just wanted to first say hello and welcome to Heart of Mind to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. And we're going to have a chance to speak with both of you. I am going to start with Grandmother Shirley Barclay, also known as Southern Sky Woman. And she is an indigenous elder and Wolf Clan mother from the Cherokee and is a pipe carrier and sun dancer from the Lakota traditions. She has been trained as a healer in both the indigenous ways and worked many years in the mental health fields in the Western medical professions. She has traveled and taught all over the world over the past 35 years plus and held and attended ceremonies interfacing the indigenous and Western teachings. Grandmother Shirley Barclay works to bring compassion between people, opening the heart, and connecting to this earth mother, and building community wherever she goes. At this time, she is living in Ecuador, working, teaching, and participating in many indigenous ceremonies in different places in that community. She is also active in Mexico with different ceremonies such as the Roots of Earth Medicine Ceremony, Sundance, in service to all people. She is part of an international group of women called the Mujeres de Luna, who are dedicated to saving the songs of women and to build connections with women everywhere. She loves life and is someone who loves this planet and its people, all people. So welcome. I'm really so happy to have you join us today, Grandmother. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And I was wanting you to give us a sense of your work in the world and how that really flows through you, through your heart, into all of us. Because I'm sure you're impacting us on such a huge scale beyond what we might imagine by the activities, because it's the energy of what you do.
Yeah, you know, when I was a little girl, I had two grandmothers, one who was from the indigenous world and one who was from the everyday world. Both of them had a profound influence on what I did with my life, as well as my grandfather. The thing about it is that there are certain things you just know when you're young. And there were things that I knew, and my grandmother helped me with that, and so did my father. There were things that I would tell him, and he said, those are all true, but keep it to yourself until it's time.
Mm.
So I grew up with a sense of knowing that I was different and that I needed to be careful, at least in the beginning, of what I did with that. I had the good fortune of encountering many leaders, both in the everyday world and in the indigenous world. And the other part of it was that I was profoundly affected by what had happened in my family and to some of the people that I knew around me. So it was an inevitable end that I came into full bore the indigenous world, which is where I live now. But I worked for more than 40 years, and I'm in my 77th year,
wow,
you know, in the everyday world. And then many things, one thing led to another. I was blessed and cursed with curiosity. I could never, ever satisfy my need to find out and to know, and it led me in amazing pathways. Into the space I am now. I live in Ecuador now because of a dream. Spirit came in a dream and told me that I would move to Ecuador within 5 months, that I would have my stuff in storage, get rid of most of what I had here in the States, which I gave to my children, and live and die in Ecuador. And now I'm traveling all over South America and involved in all kinds of organizations, with a focus being children, elders, preparing the young people for what it means to step forward, supporting them to do that, because they all have their dreams. And the thing about it is that they want to live those dreams. They're not willing to satisfy anymore for compromising to make a living in the everyday world. So they're doing that. In addition to that, in a dream, Grandma Spider came and gave me a framework for a spider ceremony, which enables and empowers people to change the base of their very being. And that's in relationship to the medicine, in relationship to the fire, to the drum, to ceremonies that last for 24 hours. And in the indigenous world, my son-in-law, Reginald Little Brave, who died some almost 4 years ago now, did what's known as a ceremony to give me a name that had been, he said it was a 10,000-year-old name from the Lakota people, where they had been killed off when the missionaries and the military first came to the plains in the 1800s. And so I asked him after it was finished, why did you give me that? And he said, because you're bringing it back. And what that means, it's a word that means I come and meet myself. And it was, you know, my background is both medical and cultural anthropology and mental health. I've got all kinds of labels behind my name. But in the indigenous world, I'm just another person who happens to have come forward to serve the people. And what has happened with that is, you know, an amazing journey of wonder and discovery and involvement and building bridges in ways that many people couldn't. And in the South, I do those kinds of things. And really what it means is you come and you encounter yourself and you heal yourself. There's no such thing as somebody else fixing you. There's such a
yeah.
thing as you fixing yourself. And spirit helps
And grandmother,
with that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize for interrupting you, but
No, it's okay.
We don't have the time to go into a full program, but I'm so drawn into what you're saying. I'm going to ask if you'd be able to come back and another day as well and go deeper into these teachings, because I think that it will make such a difference for all of us to have this understanding that arrives through the cultures of the indigenous peoples of this land, and specifically through your journey. It really is a teaching to understand all that you've learned and how you've done it. But at the moment, I would like to introduce our other guest who is standing by, and that's David Young. And he's an author, artist, Grammy-nominated musician, and master storyteller. Over 10,000 wellness centers and healers of all kinds use his music all day long because they feel that his music is the most healing on the planet. John Hopkins Medical Centers actually have entire floors that play the music 24/7. He has recorded 55 different albums that have been approved by the APA, the American Psychological Association, for their therapeutic qualities as well. So it's a really amazing thing that this music is being created, because David plays two flutes at one time, and that creates a harmonic resonance and a frequency that millions of people all over the world are experiencing and calling the most heavenly music on earth. And you can find out more about his work at davidyoungmusic.com. But I wanted to say hello, David, and welcome to Heart of Mind Radio.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. And so tell us a little something about how you discovered this art of playing two flutes at once.
Well, I played one recorder. I play a Renaissance flute called a recorder. I played one at a time like a normal person for about 17 years, and then I was performing with somebody who played the harp. I had a group called Celestial Winds in Southern California. And, you know, we just would play many of the same songs over and over in the beginning because we only knew about half a dozen songs. And while I was doing that, I found that every time I would pick up a second flute, it was really a beautiful sound, and also whoever was listening really enjoyed watching me do that. And I just kept doing it, and I kept getting better at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds really, really beautiful. And the other thing that's really fascinating about your work is that back in 2010, you came to understand and meet the spiritual energies of John Harrison and John Lennon, and you've been doing events and composing music with them. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, it was George Harrison and John Lennon, and it started out with George for the first 3 years, and I was a little too young to be a Beatles fan, and I had very little interest in the Beatles just because I was interested in other things. And so when these experiences with George started, I had no idea why he would be interested in me, because I really wasn't very interested in him. You know, I had other things in my life, you know. And so he started appearing in my life in numerous ways. And, you know, I just kept track of all these experiences because they were really amazing. And, you know, eventually, after I found out in October of 2013 that John Lennon was his partner, 3 years after this experience started, you know, that was really quite an amazing thing to wrap my mind around, the fact that these two guys were both interested in me, you know. And so, you know, I wrote a book that's called Channeling Harrison. That's called Book One. And there's nothing about John in that book. My publisher took the parts about John out at the end just because he thought it would be easier for people to wrap their mind around it if there was just George. Mm-hmm. And then after that was finished, then George and John used a famous channeler in Canada named Bob Murray to contact me on their behalf, because, you know, I was good at music, but I really wasn't good at hearing messages from souls who were already in the heavenly world, you know.
Yeah.
I was good at other things, but that wasn't the talent. You know, I must have missed those classes in music school or something. That's a joke.
I think we all did.
Yeah. So because I wasn't that good at hearing, understanding the messages that they were giving, I mean, the synchronicities, I kept track of all of them because it was like synchronicities on steroids, and I literally filled up two books with all of the stories that they created and orchestrated in my life, stories that involved other people, involved my mom, involved my girlfriend, who's now my wife, involved people who had read the first book, Channeling Harrison, and started having their own experiences with George, and they would send me the letters with these experiences. And, you know, when we have a first impression on somebody, like if somebody would have pictures of you when you were 18 years old at your first year in college, and, you know, that was like a whole other life for you, and now that you're a grown woman, you know, you are involved in different things now than you were when you were 18 or 20 years old. And
okay.
The same, you know, that's like part of growing up, you know, and George and John were involved in different things when they were 18 or 20 or 25 years old. And they evolved because they were so interested in spirituality, and they meditated, and they actually had a great deal to do with the fact that the Western world found out about yoga and meditation and this concept called self-realization and God-realization, because we didn't really have those things in the Western world before they went to India in 1966 and started writing music about that spiritual experience and sharing it with the world. And because they were so influential, they really had a great deal to do with the unfoldment of the planet and more people finding out about spirituality. And so,
that's true.
Yeah, well, I'm not just making this up.
Yeah, no, the reason I chimed in like that is because I am of the age to remember them. and yes. I remember living through that experience. And when the Beatles went into that psychedelic stage and they were meditating with the gurus, and it was really an amazing transition that took place in the world. And I imagine a lot of our listeners are too young to remember that as well, but I do really actually remember that experience.
And so because they meditated a lot and they had spiritual goals for themselves, you know, not everybody has spiritual goals for themselves because, you know, we have this option of just taking the physical life as being everything. But when we get to a certain point, this physical life, as much fun as it can be and enjoyable as it could be, we reach a point where we want a higher spiritual level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so George and John both had that interest for themselves. And when this experience with them started with me, I had been meditating for 27 years, at least a half hour a day, sometimes an hour. But from the time I was 22 on, you know, I put all the other things aside, all the fun things that I did in college, you know. I didn't have a beer or a glass of wine in all that time. And
wow.
So I had, you know, spiritual goals for myself, and I was, you know, climbing the spiritual ladder as well. And, you know, George explained to me through this channeler that literally I had access to speak with them each day. And I did talk to them practically every single day since October 22nd, 2013, when they used Bob Murray to contact me. And so, you know, every day I'd speak with them for an hour or more, and they would tell me, you know, all kinds of different things. You know, George explained a couple of past lives that he and I had together, and one of those past lives is in the audiobook. Called My Experiences with Lennon and Harrison, and it's 7 hours long. And my flute music is underneath all of the speaking. And, you know, the whole story, how they used Bob Murray to contact me. You know, I'm known for playing two flutes at one time, but I'm also a singer and a guitar player. And my publisher had taken me to this place where he wanted me to play guitar because there were five other guitar players who always played at this restaurant on Friday nights. And you know, for some strange reason, because I had left my guitar at my mom's apartment for about a month, my G string of my guitar would not stay in tune, you know. And it was just a bizarre thing. For an hour and a half, every 2 minutes, I'm trying to tune up my guitar. Well, long story short is that 2 days later, I get this message from this guy named Bob Murray in Canada. And he says, you know, this message is from John Lennon and George Harrison. And they want you to know that you're doing a wonderful job keeping track of all these stories. And you're a great musician. But there's something wrong with the G string on your guitar.
Oh, wow.
Humidity problem, you know. Can you imagine how weird that would be to get that message?
Well, I guess that got your attention.
Oh, my gosh. Well, basically, they set up a situation where I just had to believe it. Because, you know, for 3 years, what our logical mind does is, you know, a day or two after we have some phenomenal experience, our logical mind does what it's like, what it's trained to do, and that is to disprove everything that isn't completely physical and provable. But I had had 3 years of experiences that were so beyond anything that was logical. I mean, the things that they orchestrated in my life were, it had to be orchestrated by somebody, because it would be impossible for these things to have happened in my life. And so that was something I really couldn't convince myself out of, you know. And, you know, as time went along, I started to trust it more and more things kept happening, and, you know, I got a little bit better at this thing called channeling.
Wow. Well, this sounds so incredible. I can see that I'm going to need more time to go into this with you. I wish I had more time today, but we're running close to the end of the program. Can you let people know what you will be doing at this beautiful celebration of World Peace Earth Day?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm going to be playing two flutes at one time, and the music is going to be so relaxing and so deep and spiritual that as long as you have your eyes closed and you're in the audience, you're going to feel either an ascension into the heavenly world, or you will be visited by one of your loved ones from the heavenly world or one of your spirit guides.
I do
these events like three or four cities each week, and every event that I do, people share the same type of stories of what I just said, and it's a beautiful thing for me to be part of, and it's not only
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And for people who want to find out more, they can go to your website, davidyoungmusic.com, and you can connect with everything that you heard about today. And I also wanted to ask Grandmother Shirley Barclay, Southern Sky Woman, what you'll be doing, and if you have a contact you want to give for people, a website or something like that.
No, I don't have a website. I have an email that people can send messages to me. I'm also on Facebook. And what I'm going to be doing is basically talking a bit about some of what's going on in Ecuador, as well as what's going on in other places of the world. Also, I'm involved in Mexico when I leave the States the 1st of May with a multicultural dialogue with people from all over the world, and we'll be doing a pipe ceremony there, as well as greeting the people who are walking from El Salvador, Guatemala, and across Mexico to the Isle of the Scorpions and lighting the fire of peace on that isle during that time.
Okay.
So, you know, that kind of kinds of things. Huh?
Do you want to give out an email or
Sure. I don't mind doing that.
People can find you.
It's Shirley-Barclay, and that's B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, all lowercase, @ sbcglobal.net.
Excellent.
Then my Facebook is Shirley Barclay, and I'm happy to receive messages. I generally respond.
Excellent. Then people will be able to interface with both of you on this special event that we've been speaking about today, the celebration. I want to thank you both for joining me, and we're going to take a brief musical break, and then we'll be back in just a moment to recap and let you know all that's happening, and so that you'll have a chance to put it on your calendar. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you so much for joining me today. Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over PRN.FM, and we are wrapping up this very special program in which we've been speaking about the upcoming Planet Heart's 9th Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration. And joining us at this time is Imav, also known as Christine Marie, and she is on Planet Heart's core team as an associate producer this year, and also is co-host with Alan Steinfeld and a featured performer doing her new music, and so that will be something to look forward to. She is a conscious pop artist who has done inner work and been certified as a Reiki Master Level 4, Certified Wellness Counselor, American Association of Drugless Practitioners, a level a yoga fit level instructor, and is dedicated and committed to her own inner growth. Her mission is to raise her own consciousness and help others to do the same. And you can find out more about Imav at her website. I'm sorry, Imav. Imav. LLC.com. That's IMOVLLC.com. But I wanted to welcome you, Imav, to Heart of Mind Radio. Welcome back, I should say.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're racing towards the end of the program, but I'm very happy that you were able to join us and can give us a sense of the upcoming program. And I know that you are working out of your own desire to raise consciousness and inspire people to wellness and healing, and that's part of your mission here on the earth. So talk to us about how this work you're doing with this celebration ties into your own desire to help to transform the world.
Well, I would just first want to thank you very much, and I want to really thank Andrew for all the work he's doing. the way that this all happens is about coming together, and it's about what Andrew was saying earlier about inner peace creating outer peace and helping each other to hold space for this transformation that we're having on the planet. And this 9th annual World Peace Earth Day event is a celebration of that reflection of what everybody is about right now, because we're all here to become one, as Andrew was saying, and it's about we and letting go of the ego and allowing it to more be in service, becoming of service. And I am so grateful to be of service and to be part of Andrew's event again. I was actually part of the first one at the Crane Theater back in beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually put together a new band called the Mauve and the Peacekeepers. And we're going to be sharing some beautiful conscious music, as you were speaking about, because everything is energy and everything's a vibration. And so the work that I'm doing is about, yes, of course, healing myself and allowing myself to be a catalyst for change on the planet, but also to share that with everybody and to, you know, be a channel for the words and the lyrics and the energy and the vibration to touch people on a cellular level, so that people become inspired to also, you know, take their own healing and then help others do the same as well. It's like a domino effect. So until we create, critical mass and this whole planet is on fire.
So remind people quickly of the event itself and a little of what they'll see. I know we'll have to ask you for the expedited version of the information.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So the 9th annual World Peace Earth Day event, it's 81 Christopher Street at this really wonderful venue, the St. Lutheran Church. It has a beautiful energy there, and there are other gatherings that have been there. So the energy of all the communities that has come before will be there. There's going to be a world panel with world leaders discussing the earth and how we can do our best to change things. There's going to be other performers there. And, of course, you know, my co-host, Alan Seinfeld, who's, you know, one of the most influential speakers, and he's right now actually going all over the world doing his work. And so he and I will be co-hosting, and we're really excited for everyone to come down and join in and, you know, give to this event and also to get out of it what it is that they need. So it's really, I'm really excited and very grateful to also be a part of it again. And thank you so much, Kathy, for help spread the word.
You're welcome. And again, we're speaking about Planet Heart's 9th Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration, which will be on Thursday, April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. There's a pre-show at 6:30 and the program at 7 p.m. The location is St. John's Lutheran Church, 81 Christopher Street in New York City. You can find information and get tickets. Go to planetheart.org, planetheart.org, and you'll be able to get advance tickets with a little bit of a discount. It will link you to where you need to go. And I just wanted to bring back Andrew Kane. Hello, Andrew. I want to say thank you and goodbye for today. Do you have one or two words, just a few, as we move on? Andrew? Okay, maybe Andrew isn't with us. So what I want to do as well is to remind you that you can join me for a meditation, Catherine, this Sunday. I believe the date is the 12th, but it's Sunday. And the following weekend on Saturday, which should be the 25th, from 1 to 1:30 p.m. at my Brooklyn Healing Space, 110 Bay Ridge Avenue. For information, you can go to qigongonline.net, Q-I-G-O-N-G, online.net, or you can call 347-480-1694. That's 347-480-1694. An email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And we're going to go out today with a piece of music that is called Mother Song by Lale. And maybe we'll get a bit of it before we have to go to the next program. But I do invite you to stay tuned. because you'll hear the best at PRN.FM. Bye for now. See you next week.
I am round, I am green, I am blue, I am Mother Earth to you. I am round, I am green, I am blue, I am Mother Nature too. I am mountain, I am valley, I am rivers running through. I am mighty oak and oh, the lowly weed. I have given birth to everything that you will.